I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
And I have no idea how we're going to make all of this work. You finishing school here, and, you know, everything you've made for yourself here in Atlanta, and me being back in Palm Glade. But I know what I want now. Mm. And I want to be with the woman I love. And I love you, Callie. And I want you to be in my life today, tomorrow. So, Callie Cargill, would you do me the honor of marrying me?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to embark on a journey through a vast galaxy that traverses memory, generations, and popular culture. A magical trip through time as we meet the men and women of yesterday and today who have shaped not only what we see on TV, but the way we see ourselves. I'm Jim Benson. Join me, if you will, on an exploration of television's past, present, and future as we climb aboard the TV Time Machine. Our destination subject today will be A&E's long-running crime drama, The Glades. Matt Passmore, who stars as Detective Jim Longworth, will join us for a fascinating excursion exploring this exciting and romantic TV series. We'll begin our exciting and fun-filled odyssey right after these brief messages.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time. Today on the TV Time Machine, we travel to the Sunshine State by way of Chicago while arriving at our final TV destination, The Glades. In this edition of our program, we are pleased to welcome the star of A&E's exciting crime drama, The Glades, Matt Passmore. Over the past three seasons, Mr. Passmore has portrayed Detective Jim Longworth, a fish out of water whose irritating yet effective crime-solving techniques end up landing his suspects in hot water. Over the next segment, Matt Passmore will help us explore virtually every aspect of this remarkable series, whose fourth season premiere airs Monday, May 27th at 9 p.m. on A&E, as we explore what's in store this year for The Glades, taking a long view of Detective Longworth. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to hit the beach, feel free to be as annoying as possible as we take a vacation from the past to work on our tan in the present. Matt, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Matt, you star in The Glades, whose fourth season premiere airs Monday, May 27th at 9 p.m. on A&E. Now, Matt, without giving away too much, how will season four differ from previous seasons on The Glades?
Yes. Well, there's, you know, the love story I can't talk about.
Of course.
That is hanging in the air. This season, we pretty much see more of the same, more of Florida, more absurdity. Jim doing his thing, bantering with Carlos and making his life miserable, and chasing bad guys. The thing that I really enjoyed about this season was meeting Jim's dad, which actually says a lot about why Jim is who he is. Okay. Played by Corbin Burnson, and we had a lot of fun, a little too much fun. So, yeah, we get to meet Jim's parents, actually, and it definitely brings a new dynamic to the season.
Now, if I have my facts straight, Jim's mom is played by Mary Lou Henner?
Yes, that's right.
What was it like working with Mary Lou Henner, and was it disconcerting knowing that she would remember every single moment of working with you 10 years from now?
it was one of the first things we talked about. She started telling me trivia facts about Australia, and I was thinking, oh, did you grow up there? Have you been there? So I found out that she's one of eight people or something like that that just has this extraordinary memory. So I made it my job to actually try and make every memory with her as good as possible, because I knew if I screwed up, she was going to remember it. So, she's such a wonderful actress, and I was a little bit starstruck with both of them, actually, because I've grown up following their careers.
What qualities does she bring to her role? What qualities does she bring to your mom?
Well, she has this gravitas. She's so strong. You can tell that woman has this iron core, but this beautiful vulnerability. She's funny. And she's also like a strong, responsible woman, as opposed to the kind of guys that Jim and his dad are. They're a little more fly by the night kind of people, and she's definitely someone that can ground them. Jim's dad plays someone who is always traveling, and he's very gregarious, and he's always the life of the party. It's actually great because, Jim finds himself on the outside quite a bit when his dad's around, but his mother can literally come in and just put them in their place, and they have so much respect for her. It's a great dynamic.
Now, of course, you played Detective Jim Longworth on The Glades. What would you say about him? What makes him tick?
What makes him tick? I think he's definitely. He loves to study people. He's definitely a people watcher. He's a very intelligent social animal, and he always has an agenda, which is usually to get the truth. So as much as he likes to entertain himself along the way, there is definitely a hunter in him that drives him. And the juxtaposition of that is that he's a guy that would really just rather be out on the golf course or hanging out with his girl. So there's always those two parts of him that play. But certainly when he gets a sniff of something, he can't stop himself. So he will literally accuse everybody he meets of being a murderer until someone actually confesses up.
Right.
And he has no qualms about that. It's water off a duck's back. People get offended, and he's not a nasty person. He doesn't enjoy people getting offended. He just knows that that's a side effect, and probably if you're offended and if you're on the back foot, you'll probably slip up and tell the truth or tell him something else he needs to know. So I see him as just a very, very intelligent guy that isn't driven by empathy, even though he is very empathetic. But that doesn't drive him. It's not his job to be liked. It's his job to get the truth.
How do you think your character has evolved over the years? How has he grown for you?
I think Florida is seeping into his bones. He's fallen in love with a Floridian girl. He's dropped his roots now in Florida. His MO hasn't changed, I don't think, but he certainly gets along with his fellow men better than he used to, certainly from the time when his captain shot him in the bum. That's how he actually got to Florida.
Right.
But, I think he would never admit it, but he really enjoys the people he works with now. And I think there's a laid-backness and an ease to life that Florida has given Jim as opposed to probably the angst that he and the drive that he had up in Chicago. So, yeah, Florida's getting into his bones, the golf courses and the beaches and all that sort of stuff. And so as opposed to being thrown by the absurdity of Florida, now I think he really enjoys it, and he enjoys finding out different things, and he enjoys the South American influence, and he enjoys Florida now a lot more as opposed to it being an obstacle to getting what he needs.
Now, of course, last season on The Glades, it ended on quite a romantic cliffhanger. Tell us about Keely Sanchez, who plays your gal, Callie.
Keels is a great girl, and funny enough, she's actually from Chicago.
So. Really? Wow.
I usually go to her with questions, and you know, I mean, what can you say about Keel? She's dry. She's down to earth. She's drop dead gorgeous. And she and I, she has a great sense of humor that her and I really get each other. So, yeah, and not hard working with her at all.
Why do you think you guys click so well, both on screen and off?
I think there's a general enjoyment of the work, enjoying those characters. The great thing I love about Keels is she doesn't take herself too seriously, and I certainly don't either. So we don't have that actor's angst of that every moment has to be part of our art. We can literally be riffing and telling each other horrendously bad jokes, and come action, we're sort of on it. So that's something we never had to work at, that kind of chemistry. She's a great person, and I kind of hope I am. And you know, it's when two people can actually have a great sense of humor and enjoy working together, it just takes care of itself.
Now, Matt, season 4 of The Glades kicks off in kind of a unique and spooky way. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, we start once again, the great thing about Florida is you scratch the surface and there is just so much underneath. There's all sorts of stories down here, from, you know, ghost stories. There's so much rural swamp area that there are tons of ghost stories in Florida. There is underground slave trades. There's Hi-Li. There's Civil War reenactments. There's the shot girl world. You know, there's so many of these different all-encompassing worlds that we can throw a murder mystery into and have a bit of fun with it. And so that's actually been one of the best things about filming down here in Florida is that we can be, if our story is set out in a very ghostly swamp, we are out in the swamp, putting mosquitoes' families through college. So, it's a great opportunity to get to know more and more about the place.
Matt, where can people find out more about yourself and The Glades online?
I think A&E have a website. You can go to the A&E website. Pretty much if you Google.
Right. Google it.
Google it. Just Google it. Google do everything now. We don't even have to think for ourselves. I was actually thinking the other day, anytime you have trivia these days, it's almost useless asking the person next to you. You just turn to your phone and Google it. It all does it for you.
Hey, Matt,
your nights become horrendous. You've actually got to confiscate people's phones.
Well, Matt Passmore, starring as Detective Jim Longworth on The Glades, whose fourth season premiere airs Monday, May 27th at 9 p.m. on A&E. Matt, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned for our classic TV Time Machine interview with science editor John Rennie, talking about technology on TV right after these brief messages.